welcome to Brownie, Brian and Hummer. We are back for round two of the AFL season. Of course, thanks to Sportsbet and our 24 up promo. If your side gets up by 24 points at any stage of the match, we're going to pay you out then and there. Doesn't matter if they go on to lose. It's already cost us $500,000, Brownie, in round one.
Five straight to the Blues.
They're going all right, the Blues. Well, they were. Now, joined by two of the biggest former mercenaries of the AFL. Brownie, big, big week in sport. Thankfully, our sport remained relatively untouched, but the boys in the white, they're just in a bit of strife.
Overreaction. And I've been arguing with you in the office. There are so many cricket nuffies out here who take this unbelievably personal. Every team, obviously, clearly does ball tampering. Faf du Plessis, he's been done twice, and all of a sudden we want to ban our best cricketer of the last 20 years for life. And David Warner, who's about the only watchable player in Australia, you want him banned for life.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
it's you're a wanker.
All this series has been about against South Africa has been about de Kock, balls, and now three players have been given the arse. So it hasn't been a great time for him, has it?
You've been working on that one, haven't you?
Yeah, you delivered it nicely.
Oh,
yeah, just wait. Is that the first time that's been rolled out? Of course, you've got your media commitments over the weekend. Is this your first one?
That's the first time I brought that one out. So just I thought I'd just wait for it, just go bang, delivery. So now we're
I got sent the text the other day exactly what Quinton said to David Warner to set him off. And probably not going to mention it here.
No.
It had something to do with his last name, so it was a funny one, though. I reckon he had that sorted, ready to go. I reckon he'd had enough of David Warner bagging him, and he had this one ready to go, and he went bang, bang.
Slapped him at
whacked him. Hey, well, look, there's been enough chat about the cricket. I'm sick of it. I tell you what, if I've got to see that, he's spineless, this Sutherland bloke. I'm sick of seeing him on the face. So let's talk about the greatest sport in this country. Of course, it is AFL. Now, there is something we promised the listeners last week. We're going to hold ourselves accountable on the betting front. How do we think we go, boys? Pass mark. I've gone through.
The round one's always a hard one. We got a fair few right, and we got a couple of close ones. I mean, my Jake Lloyd, 30 disposals at 550. He had 29. O'Meara had 28, and I said he'd get 30. He had 17 halfway through the second quarter, O'Meara. The Tigers were 2 points off the line, so it was a couple of near misses and near hits, but my best was Gold Coast. They got up. Yep. I said the Bombers would beat Adelaide, so I reckon we started okay.
Like, you had a few good ones.
I got some, dude. I thought I was absolute
under 194 points in St Kilda Brisbane. You went against Brandon. Now, Brandon was a big advocate in the overs for the total match points.
Did we see the conditions?
Correct.
That one
got up. Now, one that didn't get up, though, was you went for a very ambitious multi in the end. 2001, it was going to pay. Got up. You got one leg.
Yes. So that's what I've learned. I went hard early.
Yep.
I realise now, new to this game, I've just got to keep it simple. So I'm going the analogy kiss. The kiss analogy.
Yep.
Keep it simple, stupid.
There you go, Bane. Well, hopefully we'll get to our multis and our bets of the round a bit later on. But first up, Adelaide Richmond kicking off the round. Brownie, do you want to steer this one?
Yeah, I'm all over the Tigers again here. I think Adelaide are behind the eight ball at the moment. I thought they ran out of legs as we expected last week. So Richmond, 1-39. I think it's about $2.88 at the moment. Or Richmond at the line. You're going to get a plus 8.5 point head start at $1.92. I know Adelaide are unbelievable over there. I think 23 of the last 28 games, and they fly over there, but they're not playing what they were. Now, they've lost four of their last five second halves, where Richmond have won their last 14 second halves. So for me, the bet for Friday night is Richmond at the line or Richmond 1-39.
Good value there. Are you worried about Lynch and Walker back in for the Crows?
No, because they've got Rance, who is the best fullback bar none for the last 30 years. He would pull Brian's pants down and bend him over and just deliver some rants.
I think I might have been a little bit more aggressive in the year. I think Alex could probably take the game on a little bit more that way. But
yeah, you're a better kick.
Yeah, a better kick.
Yep.
We're probably just on a level as well of weirdness too. I think Alex Rance is a little bit weird.
He's a bit of a weird cat, isn't he? Looks after himself.
Weird. That's okay, we're on par. But
You're in the top five weird players I've ever played with, I reckon.
That's a term of endearment, I would have thought, as well.
Yeah. Especially being at Richmond for a few years.
Yeah.
And Doggies early days, there were some weird cats there. You played with Danny Southern.
Real weird ones. Yeah, he gave me some hash cookies once. Oh, did they blow me away? I don't know. I thought they were just cookies.
What, during the year?
I can't remember when it was, but the old ox, he lives in Egypt now.
Does he? Yeah. What's he doing there?
Just walking like an Egyptian.
He was doing something with zoos. He was a pet handler for
a
while.
He had a snake. He had his own snake. Yep. Weirdest bar name was Shane Tuck, though. It's just I'll get into that a bit later.
Yeah, good. What about are you confident on the Tigers as well?
Well, I'm looking at the markets here. You look at the two last games that these sides have played. 2016 round six, Crows won by 76 points at home. Gave the Tigers a bit of a bath, and that's when they had that reality check of the Tigers. Grand final, they won by 48 points, the Tigers. So that's a 20-goal turnaround in two games. That's huge. I don't think it's going to be a blowout like that, is what Brandy was saying, between that 1 to 39, I think, both teams. I'll look at the market here. LA between 1 to 39 at $2.30,
yep,
and Richmond at 1 to 39 points is $2.88. Now, if I'm putting $100 on each of those, I'm winning either $30 or I'm winning $88.
It's not a bad theory. And a lot of professional punters have that sort of theory when they go into it. You'd hope it's not a blowout. You wouldn't expect it to be a blowout. Total points market to 187 at the moment. I think it'll be high scoring.
Well, that's the thing. I'm looking at it here. I'm thinking, am I drinking a 10-pack on the weekend with a $30 win with the Crows, or am I wanting Richmond to get up and I'm drinking some fine
Bourbon, maybe. Black Label. Bourbon.
Might even get a slab of bourbons.
Black Label?
Black Label.
Oh, well, hopefully it's not a blowout.
Brought out that, was there a Green Label once?
Johnny Walker Green Label. I've got 750
milliliters. Blues, real that top stuff. Hopefully it's not a blowout. Otherwise, you'd be drinking Woodstocks, the 40% plus. Remember those as kids?
Early times.
Yeah, we love them in Ballarat.
The early times.
Bendigo.
Bendigo.
All right, there we go. Well, North Melbourne, we've got some good Friday footy, boys, which is we had it last year, which is the first
time. It's a shame they put the shit game of the round on there.
What's the deal with that? We've been begging and begging for good Friday footy, and then they give us a North Melbourne
game. North have been campaigning a long time to get this game, and they have got it. And unfortunately, they are where they are, down in the ladder at the moment. So the game doesn't look that great. But I'll tell you what. St Kilda will win this game by a long way. When you're playing wet conditions like they did last week and it's round one, it is so much heavier on your legs. So, I mean, I spoke to someone who spoke to the North Melbourne fitness staff. They are all sore in the adductors. Their quads are sore. They're just tight. They're going to have the lightest week possible. But that just says to me, with a short break, St Kilda 40 plus is 320. Whoa. The line is $1.92. St Kilda 60 plus is $6. I think St Kilda, any way you like it, are going to win this game easily.
But now, you told me this. I remember a few years ago, when you first started the sports bet, and you were giving me some info to go into the footy show with back when I was a young pup. And I went with it, and I followed that information, and it is spot on. Every single time, and it was a big blowout, the game I was talking, I think it was at Sydney against the Gold Coast. And you said, Sydney playing the wet, they are stuffed. They're going to be stuffed this week. And sure enough, so that is very sound advice. Brian, are you of a similar mindset? St Kilda should do this one pretty easy.
Yeah, and I probably won't be watching the game, to be honest with you. I think there'd be more important things. I don't think that I'm not attracted by these two sides at all. North, I've never really liked for a long period of time, and probably North supporters don't probably like me either after the Drew Petrie issue. But I look at these, there's a market there I don't mind, which is any player to score 5 goals, which is sports bet to put on.
Yep.
For no, I don't think anyone's going to really dominate this game. It's $1.91. I'm thinking that's reasonably juicy. You look at the round. Just
worried about Ben Brown, not worried about Brandy just getting off the leash.
No, you look at the 9 games. There's 3 players last week that kicked over five or more goals.
Yep.
I just don't see that happening between any of these two sides here on this game. So I think $1.92. Yeah. I think so.
I've heard that Big Drew's still seeing a psychologist.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
After you strangled him near to death.
Yeah, I'm still on.
What do you reckon you would have done if you had killed him? I remember speaking about Danny Southern. I remember that massive
headlock
on Peter Sumich.
And he
said that he felt Peter Sumich go limp, and he was that concerned in the rooms at half time. He had to go. He asked the team manager to go into their rooms and see if he's okay, because I think I've killed him.
Did you? Did you have your fingers right in over the jugular? Could you, was he gasping for it? Or was it all for show?
It's classified as misconduct, and I'll stick by that. No,
you got 4 weeks.
I called him a possum. He played dead. You know what possums do when they're under attack? They play dead. And
do they?
I just think I'll
apply it. Well, they just run up the tree.
Yeah.
No, they play dead.
They make a noise. Shock a noise, possum.
Do a little bit of research. We'll get some people to listen back and tweet me on this. But possums play dead. So I call them a big possum.
Yeah, that does bring us back to a player we both played with. It was Kingsley Hunter. And we did this war conscripts versus volunteers thing one day, and we got beaten by Port Adelaide. Conscript is you sign up for war.
Yep.
I mean,
you're chosen.
Yeah. A volunteer means you want to go to war. You want to be part of that war. He said to Kingsley Hunter, he goes, "Kinga, He goes, you were pulling bodies, dead bodies over the top of you. And when the war was over and the other guys were running back the other way and they'd won, you got up and you shot him in the back. I used to love that. I don't reckon they get those sprays anymore.
No, well, those days are gone. Hey, just remind me of something before we get to the next game. Lakey, do you remember when the Western Bulldogs were in the grand final? And the man to our right or in front of you, Nathan Brown, you sung from the rooftops that you were Doggies man, weren't you?
Yes.
You had the, remember you got on the footy show, you ripped your jack up, you had a Bulldogs jumper
on. Life member.
Last week, Richmond, they unfurled their flag in front of all of their fans and they did it before the first game. Who do you think was just front and centre of all their media shots throughout the week?
Surely be Kevin Bartlett, surely be Matthew Richardson.
You'd think so. Your real Richmond heroes. None other than the man who seems to get his face in everything at the moment. Nathan Brown was there taking some beautiful photos.
Can you help us out with this one?
No, Brownie.
Well, the thing is, I played for this football club and I heart and soul sort of set up.
When did you finish, though? What year?
2009. It's a long time ago, isn't it?
So that's like Spud just trying to say with his coaching in those 2 or 3 years, he just built the foundations for the
premiership. You should have seen. Exactly.
Would have won the flag in 05 if I didn't break my leg.
He had all these little Richmond fans around.
Would have won the flag in 05 if I didn't break my leg.
There must have been a little bit of cash on the side, too, for him to be front and square.
But they care that you were doing it for the Doggies 2 years before.
It's a very open competition these days. You got to go where the money is.
Jesus Christ, Nathan. Hey, we won't spend much time on this one, I wouldn't have thought. Carlton at Gold Coast, Saturday afternoon. Carlton $1.47. We've hardly taken a cent on Gold Coast, which I don't mind. They're all right.
Carlton
last week.
For Mert DeLine, I think the same thing with North Melbourne. They will have heavy legs, and they haven't had many scores kicked against them in the off-season. Stuart Dew playing a very defensive style game. Under 190 total points. So this is the first under I'm going to go for me, Carlton, Gold Coast.
Yeah, look at the weather. It's at Etihad.
Well, it's at Etihad. So they have a roof.
The roof might be okay. Might be a little bit cold.
I don't think the roof pours out rain, Hummer.
They get it wrong. They had the roof open for a night game.
If we can replay that, you can just hear Hummer's just... He's
trying
brain
to get his
just
words
fart.
Back. Where are these,
brain just
where
farting
are these words
just
coming back?
I've just had a brain fart. I still like Carlton here. Gold Coast, we talk about North Melbourne coming back from a heavy game and it was an ugly game. I think there's going to be a lot of attention. Paddy Cripps have a dominant game last week. So I think Stewie Jew in that midfield putting a lot of time and effort into him. So I'm thinking Mark Murphy's going to get out the loop this week. He's going to get 30-plus at 225. So if you put Carlton into Mark Murphy for 30-plus, I think that's a nice juicy bet. Yep. I'm not going to go outrageous.
Good. You've learned.
I want to consolidate.
Yep.
If I'm putting $10 or $20 on these, I just need to get the bank up to survive for the rest of the year.
He's learning, old our Brian, isn't he, Brownie? Yeah.
A lot of petrol to get out to Caroline Springs, I'd imagine.
Oh, yep, in the car parking out here. I didn't get a parking fine either last week.
So the Curio trick, there we go. So it's tried and tested. I had a lot of people ask me about that during the week, and there you go. Yep. It works. If you just want to park somewhere, do you put the hazard lights on or you don't need to even worry?
No, I've got a battery. I don't want the battery to go flat because we are here for an hour or so and a little bit of prep work. So you've got to be careful with that there, Hummers.
You've got to think of the environment, Hummer.
Well, how's that bad for the environment? If the hazard lights
ask Elon Musk.
And I've got an Amarok too, so you know.
Do you?
So we're just waiting to see if we can get that.
There was a rumour going around that there's an ex-AFL player was with Elon Musk's partner.
Bit of hush. Yeah. Well, you'd be asking for some hush, mate.
Wouldn't you? Look around. That's just what I hear. It could be false.
Brownie, last week... You got very angry. You teed off at Christo, didn't you? Michael Christian. Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name.
Feel free to speak English. Most of the people we will be speaking on this podcast to are English. And
I forgot his name.
Yeah. It is a podcast.
I don't think there's going to be many Chinese people listening. Yeah, I think that was some sort of Chinese dialect you came out with.
We'll fix it in post.
Very hard to have subtitles too.
Yep. Very, very impossible actually. And who else did you go after? You went after Kay Brennan's lawyer?
Yeah.
You went after him. You're angry.
He was pathetic.
Who are you lining up this week?
Well, I tell you what, I had a multi last week and I mentioned it on here. So to pick 9 winners, it was $56 last week.
I picked 9.
I picked 8. And the one club I missed out on was Melbourne. And I had $20 on that, so it was $1,070. And I tell you what, Max Gorn, you big hipster wearing beard, straight back.
Dart smoking.
Mate, you got to the end of the game, Max, and you didn't have any energy left. You ran to the right, you kicked to the left. Mate, you needed to have a massive big bowl of pasta with some extra gluten in it. You stupid hippie. I don't want to swear on this. I don't know whether you can swear, but I was that disappointed in you skinny. If you wanted to be Pete Evans, piss off back to Byron Bay and go and eat your quinoa and your buckwheat and your old activated almonds. That's rubbish. What you need to do is smoke darts, eat pasta, and suck back burgers. That's when you're a man, Max. That's when you play good footy. Not that pathetic kick you did at the end of the game.
Oh, man, he goes whack.
Wow, see, that's you put in a lot of preparation on that. You had two pages ready for that. That was unbelievable.
You could just see the steam coming out of the top of his head. Like,
he's passionate because he had some hard earned on it.
Yeah, that's the main
question. He could have won a lot of money there, but what he should have done.
Too skinny.
There's probably a player a couple of years ago that he may have played against that maybe taken a mark in the same sort of situation and end up cramping up and didn't want to take the
kick. Someone else take it.
So maybe Maxi probably knows with a little bit of fatigue, maybe should have gone down with maybe a little bit of a cramp. Give it to someone that can kick a goal. You win the game.
He looks so confident. He took his time to take the shot. He went back. He said, this is mine. These athletes have got to get – remember Pete Siddle when he went vegan and just lost all that weight, and all of a sudden he's no good. They've just got to get it out of their head, Brownie. I don't understand it.
Nothing wrong with pasta. There's nothing wrong with bread.
No. It's nice.
There's a lot. I love it. It's good.
Yeah.
Nice little stag bowl.
You know what the issue was? Way back in the day, Adam and Eve – Adam ate the apple, and now we're doomed for all eternity. Like a little pig had a rang past. I tell you what, if you had a daggered that little thing, cooked that up, we'd all still be nude.
It's a very long bow going back to biblical times, Brownie, but
I don't think you'd want me nude right now, to be honest with you.
No, I've seen you nude.
Yeah, not much to look at. A
lot of hair down there, haven't you?
So we've learned never get between Brownie and a little Bunsen because he gets very, very angry. Collingwood GWS Saturday afternoon. GWS, they were good. They were frightfully good last week, weren't they?
They were impressive. And that's what we talked about last week about the premiership market. And I'd like GWS. I think if they get a little bit of luck this year, they're going to be the side to beat. I think they're still third favourite at the moment.
Second favourite, $7. $7 is still. What were they before last week? $9?
$9.
$9.
$2 difference. I'll be jumping on them now. Should have jumped on last week when I said it. But they were impressive. They've just got 22 players, play their role. They've got a guy like Sam Reid that comes in. That's just that lockdown type. But then when he put Whitfield to a halfback flank getting 30-plus, they run and they run hard. Powerful, where the Bulldogs just couldn't keep up with him on the weekend. Which
he's 270 to get 30 plus Whitfield again.
That's what I've
been. Fit. He's fit.
You read my sheet again?
No.
Well, that was going to be one of my.
Well, that's good. We want you to agree. We want one voice to help the punters out.
Hopefully, he turns up for the drug test this year.
What about you, Brian? What are you on this one? Oh, we've got to stay away from that. You know that we've spoken about that.
What?
We're not bringing up the drug tests.
Oh, or drugs he was suspended for it.
It's
fact.
We've had enough cheating in sport this week. Let the cricket.
He'll have 30 plus again. He's a bloody good player. That's what it is. GWS 40 plus for me. 310.
40 plus. Yep. Collingwood gone.
Yep.
Hey, I like these possession bets. These are the closest you boys were very close. A couple of things didn't go your way, but possession bets, listen, because they get up. What's in it? We've got Brisbane, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now, obviously.
Danger game for the Demons. Yeah, huge danger game. I was impressed with Brisbane last week, and back in Brisbane, they'll play. So I'm going to go the line here, Brisbane plus 18.5, which means Melbourne need to win by less than 18 points, or Brisbane can win by whatever. So Brisbane plus 18.5 for me at the line.
Yeah. $1.92, that gets you, Brownie. We've got Brisbane 310 mil in the head-to-head markets and Melbourne $1.37.
Yeah, Melbourne 1-39 at 220. I like that. It is up in Brisbane, so just check the weather report to see what the weather's going to be like up
you
there.
You were right about Cairns last week.
It is an issue. What time's the game? So there's going to be a little bit of shoey June. It does get slippery up there and it is tough. So they'll rebound though, Melbourne. So that's going to be an easy win. So I'll look at that 220 at 1-39. I think that's a bet for me.
I like where these bets are this week. We're a little bit more sensible, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fremantle Essendon, the other Saturday night game. This one in Perth, new stadium. Fremantle $2.39. Essendon $1.58. That is as short as you're going to see Essendon.
It's a danger game. There's a lot of people out there thinking that Freo can beat Essendon this week. Ross Lyon was very confident with Freo going. Geez, they were terrible last week. I didn't think Essendon were very good either. They played one good quarter of football. If I to be honest, I don't think I'm going to bet in this game. I think I think I'm going to stay out of this game. It's too hard. I haven't seen Fremantle play at their home stadium yet. Essendon on the backup. This is one where I'm going to stay out of.
What at Fifey for 30 plus? He's just looking. He's just starting to wind up.
He didn't do much last week though. He was pretty basic last week. So I am definitely going to stay out of this game.
Brian? Odds 275 I'm going with. I'm going with Essendon to win at $1.58, and I'm going to put that into Lachie Neale to have 30 plus at $1.45. So you get a value of 275 for that.
A little bipty on that.
There we go, 50. That's what I'm talking about. Building today.
Yep.
I'm building the foundations for a successful year.
Now, speaking of how wide you went last week, have you got a bargain for us? Now, last week's bargain, let me just, you went West Coast at 1-39, of course.
Yeah, that was there.
Did not get up. You liked the value there. Where are we going this week for Brian's bar? Oh, actually, even before that, have you got any actual bargains? Have you seen any two-for-ones, Tim Tams, Shapes, anything like that around the Caroline Springs area?
Now, what I've learnt now, I've got to stop going to the shops.
Yep.
What I do now is I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight. Now, as you can see, I'm probably carrying a few extra kilos here, so I'm avoiding going to the shop, because when I do go to the shop, I'm buying lollies,
yep,
chips. Actually, I must admit, Smith's chips are cheap at the moment. Oh, you know, the reasonable large pack. I think they're $1.50 odd at the moment.
Oh.
So my problem is I'll grab a couple because they're cheap. Yeah. I get sucked into buying bargains like that,
yep,
put them in the back of their car, I'm driving around doing sales, then all of a sudden, by the end of the day, the packet's
gone.
Lolly packet's gone. They're sitting in the car as well. Coles Express, actually. I just went to Coles Express.
Yep.
Your natural confectionery lollies are $2.
They're good, so
they're
natural confectionery. Half
price. The chews, too, so you don't chew through them too quickly.
In the wrappers?
In the wrappers.
Yeah, that's what they say at Weight Watchers. If you're going to have a lolly, get one in a wrapper, Brownie, because you've got to unwrap it.
Mm.
You can't just keep shoving them down.
Like the fantail.
Yes. A fantail or a minty or
and then redskin. Then you can read the little Who Am I as well on the fantails.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
There we go. I like your sarcasm there. My multi. I've got a multi which...
Ooh.
The weekend does fall on the 30th, so I'm thinking about a little bit of theory here with the 30-plus disposals for four
feng
players.
Shui.
Yes.
Is that what the Chinese call it?
Feng shui.
They love the number 88, the Chinese, Brownie. Lucky 88, they call
it. Okay.
Thanks, Hummus.
Oh, yeah. I can see you just ingrained in the Chinese culture.
Yeah. There's a Pokemon
You're as Australian as Vegemite you are. You got a tattoo, you're a bogan. You got your hat backwards at the moment.
I'm not a bogan.
You play local footy, you play local cricket.
Yeah,
do you have the Southern Cross tattooed on?
Absolutely
you?
Not.
No,
there's no way I'm a bogan. I've got a half sleeve tattoo.
It's
Nordic themed as well. It's back to my Nordic roots.
Exactly.
I've got Nordic roots that run through my blood. Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings. Yeah, good show.
How have they fared since they dominated the earth?
I don't know, actually. They were good back in the day.
Yeah, no, fair call.
Moving on.
Okay, so what I've done is I've gone for four players to get 30 plus this week.
Ooh.
Gary Ablett looked very impressive.
Oh, he's good.
Hawthorn don't like to heavily tag, so for him, Lachie Whitfield. Bigger ground, the MCG against Collingwood, they've been very average, especially up in their forward line. So I think Lachie Whitfield will be in that market too. Also, what I said about a lot of effort's going to go into Paddy Cripps. So I think Mark Murphy, you throw into that list as well, plus Lachie Neale. So you get those four players, 30-plus disposals, you're getting a value of $12.77.
There we go. I like that, Brownie.
That's pretty good.
That's $12.77.
That's the type of research that we want, Brownie.
$12.77 is very good.
Brownie. I was going to just go with the three legs at $8.80, but then I saw Lachie Neale, so I thought, throw him in there.
Bit of extra.
At $1.45. So that changes the value so much, nearly $4.
Yeah. Hey, Western Bulldogs, ordinary last week. Your last.
Just going back to that Freo Essendon game, you know what's worth a tenner? Is Michael Walters to have 30 or more at $23. That's value.
That is.
Really? What do you like there? What did you do last week?
Michael Walters. 30 disposals, 23
Yeah, no, but why? I'm asking why, Nathan. What did
well,
he do
last year was a damn good player. Yep. He racked them up all season, and I think if he plays more midfield time, he didn't have a great game last week, but I think 30 disposals, $23, it's huge.
Doggies, $1.60, up at hosting the West Coast Eagles, $2.35, both coming off the losses. The Doggies looked ratchet last week.
They did. West Coast were better than what a lot of people expected. I just think at Etihad Stadium, where West Coast don't win, I think the Western Bulldogs, just head-to-head, and there's no fanciness here. I just think the Western Bulldogs have to win. Peter Gordon's given them a clip this week, so the Western Bulldogs for mine head-to-head.
He did mention on SEN as well, a lot of his theory with the footy club at the moment is the Taylor Swift song. Did you hear about that?
No, please inform me.
I can't think of the song now, so I've just stitched myself up. What's the song? I'll think about it.
Shake It Out.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Why do you know so much about this?
You just ran off the album.
There's a song called New York as well.
New York. Okay. Yeah.
I'll get back to Beyonce. It.
But what that footy club's got to do is get back to, there's been a lot of heartache in the last couple of years. Yes, they, and I'm sick of it, they keep talking about their premiership in 2016. Yep. They're coming back to that.
Flicked it.
A lot of it. And there's been a lot of issues off the field. You got Jason McCartney that's gone. You got Simon Dalrymple. He was going to get the SARS anyway, but he's buggered off as well. So they've got to settle as a football club. Get over the 2016 grand final because, hey, that's happened a couple of years ago now. Let's move on. They've got to get back on the horse. They've got to put Easton Wood back down as a defender.
What is with that?
I don't know what's happening there.
That's the worst coaching move of all time.
Makes no sense.
He's the best intercept defender in the competition, and he's not doing it.
It is so different being a forward to a defender. When you're a defender, you can see everything in front of you. It keeps it simple. Because all you have to do is, as soon as you win the ball, I'll go forward. Unfortunately, with Easton, hasn't had much of a football background early on.
He's academic smart, but football dumb.
Exactly right. Remember how they Rocky used to say with Will Minson, the smartest dumb bloke that you'll ever get. And it's true.
Yeah.
I don't think Easton Wood's got a very smart football brain. So keep it simple for him. Stick him down back where he can see everything in front of him.
So what's your bet after that big sermon?
I got lost. So that's a little bit of a rant by me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's Brian's rant.
Well, it's a betting segment. It is.
No, I still like West Coast.
History of the Western Bulldogs.
I just think...
Shouldn't you be bringing up Charlie Sutton?
He's a good man, Charlie Sutton.
He's the very biggest hands I've ever seen.
Retail tail and bop him, Brian.
I used to love how he used to come down the training all the time, and all he used to talk about was vigour. His biggest thing was, I just want to see vigour. So little things, pick guys up off the ground. If someone comes past on the boundary line, you give him a tap on the backside. He's a great man, wouldn't he?
He's biggest hands I've ever seen.
I like West Coast still. Sorry, at $2.35, we're getting a little distracted. Yeah, I know. I just got a little bit.
We'll let 1 minute
I still
for that
like
game,
two,
Brian.
$2.35. If I want them to beat the Sydney Swans, I want them to beat the Bulldogs.
We're a ramble. We can cut off the air. How would they describe you? Is academic smart, footy smart, or I'm tipping on academic smart?
Academically wasn't overly smart, to be honest.
Weren't great at school?
No.
What were your good subjects?
I was pretty good at English.
PE. Oh, you weren't
English
PE.
And PE. Home ec. Home ec.
The theory, not the practice.
Bachelor of the street,
Oh, Brian, were you the same?
No,
were there any strong subjects for you back in school?
Maths wasn't one. English, I struggle with that.
Yep. The two main.
Probably the main.
Recess and lunch, he was.
Computing, I was okay at. Computing.
What computing were you doing?
Oh, I was just typing. It's pretty easy, isn't it?
Right,
it's very
game.
Important now, isn't it?
We're probably doing our second last game ever for the Brownie, Brian and Hummer podcast. Sydney, Port Adelaide.
Did we find a name for us?
No. I think we're just going with Brownie, Brian and Hummer.
Oh, so you just made that up yourself?
Well, it's just the first thing that came to me. Okay. Unless you've got if you've got one to suggest, we didn't get... Oh, jeez. This is just really going to the dogs now.
I like Port Adelaide here. I think... Plus 16.5 at the line, so you give them a 16.5-point head start. They beat them there round one last year. Are going to be high scoring as well, but Port Adelaide plus 16.5.
Brian?
I'll concur with that. I like Port Adelaide. I talked about Tom Rockliffe on the last podcast. I thought he keep an eye on him.
He was average.
He's not going to be that type of player.
Is it just a
no, I just think him just issues. Fitting into a new system, I think it's just still going to take a little while for him. So I like that bet. I still like Port Adelaide. I think they're a lot better defensive side, so I don't think Buddy Franklin, who dominated last week, is going to have that clear ball. There's a couple of good guys, Riley Bonner down there.
Well, you probably need to play a player on Lance, I thought.
Tommy Barras probably didn't do the job, did he?
Yeah.
Geelong Hawthorn, it has been a blockbuster. It's been in the calendar for, probably 8 or 9 years now, Brandy. It's the game that we all look forward to straight after our Easter eggs. Geelong, $1.60, deserved favourites. Hawthorn, surprised a few last week. They were good. Not sure the no manning up on Tommy Mitchell will happen again.
No, so Geelong will win this at the line. 8.5 the line is at the moment. I think it'll be high scoring. Geelong were high scoring last week. Yep. Hawthorn were pretty high scoring, over 187.5. So for me, Geelong at the line, which leads me into my multi for the week, which is these three lines. St Kilda, GWS, and Geelong, $7.07.
So we're rolling with that. You've jumped the gun, but that's all right.
Yeah, keep going. I thought I'd just roll that in.
You gave me a spray last week. You can't just. We've got a running sheet. You've got the running sheet in front of you. You can't just jump and change.
I didn't want to bring it up, but we probably haven't gone close to the running sheet. You've had jumped a little bit, but that's okay.
Because Nathan does.
Well, let's maybe have to.
Last week he said I've done a lot of TV. Fuck with
me and Brian have done a lot more TV and radio.
Well,
than
we're
you.
Not doing TV. Just let me steer it. You give the tips, I'll steer it.
Right? He's getting a bit red and a bit nervous now.
Well, I'm getting angry, Brian. Ooh, anyway, angry. Geelong Hawthorn.
Now, I don't mind either team between 24.5 points, which is $1.83. I'm not sure because the Hawks, you just don't know what they can produce. They can produce some average games.
Yep.
But also what you saw on the weekend, they were really nice. You got Paddy Dangerfield that looked like will come back into the Geelong side. So I'll go either team between the 24.5 points, which is $1.83. You throw that in with Gary Ablett to have 30 plus, which is another $1.45, I think it is.
Yep.
You're going to get that $3 sort of
that's bracket. Right in the hitting zone.
That's the area I've been looking for this week, is hitting that $3 to $4 mark.
Paddy Dangerfield, $1.83 for 30 plus as well. It's not a bad bet.
Are you worried that he'll spend too much time up forward?
I exactly
he'll still rack them up. He'll still be fine.
Yeah, I just think coming back from a hamstring issue, especially what he did against Hawthorn last time, kicking five when he went forward, I think he might spend a little bit more time there.
Well, Brandon, you're on him. You'd like him for the Coleman.
Coleman, yeah. I think he's eight behind Buddy already, which is a bad start.
Yeah, it's not great.
But he'll spend more time in the forward end. I like him for Geelong's leading goal kicker.
Right, boys, some far more measured betting today. No 2,000 shots in the mix from you, Lakey, which is good. Thanks for joining us. Please be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Give us a nice rating. Just hit that 5 stars. Good luck on the punt, and of course, gamble responsibly.